From the stage of the historical Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1106th consecutive performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Baron Gerhardt.
Turn to when he said you breathe. Now just like you, the love I had didn't last.
Will you help me like I helped you forget the past?
Give me a little smile, help me forget a while. Just a little word or two,
I don't know what I'm gonna do. Oh,
I helped you forget the past.
Well, here I am again, just like you said I'd be.
I remember when you said you'd set me free. I guess you knew the love we had could last.
Will you help me like I helped you forget the past?
Give me a little smile, help me forget a while. Just a little word or two,
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Will you help me like I helped you forget the past?
Our star, Farron Young, the young sheriff, and one of his great new capital records, Forget the Past. Welcome, Farron, to another session of the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, a big thank you to you, Grant Turner. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, you're heading up a great show this evening, Farron, featuring opera notables as Cousin Minnie Pearl, Brother Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones and his lovely wife, Ramona, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers, and featuring as your very special guest, the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells.
Well, Miss Kitty will be out here to sing one of her great songs in just a few minutes, but right now I want you, all you folks out there, to lend a hand to a good friend of mine that comes from Bull Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
All right.
Hello, Farron. I'm so mad I could crush a grape.
What's the matter with you?
I was standing back there talking to Hank Laughlin, and he called me a sissy.
Called you a sissy? What'd you do to him?
I hit him with my purse.
Oh, don't catch me.
I've been out doing my Christmas shopping, Farron.
Oh, that's the time.
Oh, my goodness, I've never seen such crowds in my life. It's crowded everywhere. I was down here in one of these department stores, and I got on the elevator and couldn't hardly breathe, so many people. I reached down to scratch my leg, and I couldn't feel a thing. Scared me to death. I thought my leg was paralyzed, and then this woman slapped me.
Oh, Archie, don't.
There was one fella down here on the street just celebrating a little early. I don't know what was wrong with him. I believe he was under the influence of, he was drunk. Standing right over this puddle of water, and a reflection of the moon was in the water, you know, and he looked down and saw the reflection of the moon, and this officer walked up, and he said, "Officer," said, "is that the moon down there?" The officer said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Well, how did I get up here then?"
Oh.
Oh, but back to the women. Now, I want to talk about the women tonight, Farron. I always like to talk about the women. I've always leaned toward the women.
Have you?
Some of them lean back at me.
Yeah.
And some of their husbands lean on me.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I'm crazy about the women. Did you ever stop to think, Farron, how that word woman is spelt?
No.
W-O-M-A-N. Woman.
Oh.
But do any of you stop? Why, I know they don't stop. You realize, Farron, that half of the married people in this country are women?
Oh, you get
dying through, and the other half's nuts. But I'll tell you one thing I'm proud of for the women. The styles are changing this year. They're not going to wear these sack dresses. They're going to make dresses this year out of wood.
Oh, wood.
It's the truth. You girls got a lot to look forward to. My wife's already got her a mahogany skirt and a sycamore blouse. Every time she starts to dress, she gets splinters in her fingers. This spring, in order to dress right, you're going to have a hammer and nails and be a pretty good carpenter. But you know, if they're going to make dresses out of wood, there is one thing that I think they ought to do, and that is outlaw that knotty pine dress.
Archie!
Now, just suppose a young lady is walking down the main street of Nashville and a knot hole falls out. I'll tell you, friends, I think it ought to be looked into. And another thing, while I'm talking about it here tonight, I want to warn you men about one thing. You cannot trust these women. You kiss your wife goodbye at the front door in the morning, she'll go straight to the back door and kiss another man good morning. Ain't that right, Mr. Young?
I guess you're absolutely right.
You ought to know you've been working both doors.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Archie. Thanks so much for being here with us tonight.
Well, that brings us down to the point where we better introduce our guest, Baron.
Well, I guess you're just about right. In fact, you're absolutely right, Grant, and I'd like to have the honor. Here she is. She really doesn't need any introduction. She's the queen of country music. She's got a great song for you. Let's make her welcome Miss Kitty Wells. Honey, it's a real pleasure to have you here with us on the show.
Well, thank you, Baron. It sure is nice to be here.
Hey, you know, I'll tell you something, Kitty. I know you've got a real great new record out under the Decca label where you sing a duet with a good friend of mine named Roy Drusky.
That's right.
Well, so we were aiming on having Roy here to sing it with you tonight, but seeing how Roy's out of town, how about you just picking up somebody over to sing with you, one of them good-looking boys?
Okay, how about Bill Phillips?
That's good enough. Bill Phillips, here, Miss Kitty Wells and Bill singing I Can't Tell My Heart That. All right?
You'll never come back.
Well, so that's real wonderful. Thank you. Grant, how in the world can you be so calm? Don't you realize there's only 6 more shopping days until Christmas?
So?
Well, don't tell me you're all through.
Well, Farron, my Christmas giving is a pretty easy job, especially for my smoking friends. I give them all the one gift that's sure to please, a bright red gift-wrapped Christmassy-looking humidor 10 of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Now, that's a Christmas gift that lasts and gives weeks of smoking satisfaction and pleasure. Now, anybody who's ever smoked PA can vouch for that. You see, the proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
You know, you're right, Grant. The mild and mellow flavor and taste of Prince Albert makes it a favorite with pipe smokers and making men all over the country. PA is always fresh, crimp cut too, so it burns even and steady without hot spots.
So solve your gift problem with the humidor gift tin of Prince Albert. It's bound to please. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Right now, here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle playing the square dance music for Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers. So grab yourself a partner and join in on the fun.
Hey. All hands up and drink about it. Later to the left and again to the right. Dance like it ain't been fair now. Turn around, it's going wrong. Dance is just parting home. All we need is a little smile. Where we're back to go along. Swing the left, swing the right. Swing the left and make that go. Everybody dancing on the go. To the team in the business, to the night go. Later I can't get all so. Turn the floor and swing the left. Swing your corner, swing the left. Everybody dancing very nice. Wait. Pretty girl, home to me, hand the pole, and tell her about heaven. Swing a ball, swing a ball, and swing a little girl, and pop and pop. Everybody dancing on the go. Hey. All hands and hands and
hands. All right, thank you, Tommy and dancers. Thank you so very much. And now then, Farron, it's your turn to sing us a song. Right now, I can't think of a better number than that great one you recorded some time back that gives us all a real good look at ourselves and what we are. A number called When I'm Old Enough to Live.
I've met the Master on my knees, been tested, yes, and tried. I've seen the God of heaven faint, the fields and countryside. I've been the husband of one wife, heard my newborn baby cry. Yet when I learned enough to really live, I'll be old enough to die. Old enough to die. I'm just a plain hard-working man. No stopping place have I found. And though I'm tired, I'm still inspired. At night when I lie down, I've learned to like it on God's green earth. And yet I wonder why. When I've learned enough to really live, I'll be old enough to die. Old enough to
thank you. Thank you very much. And while I don't like to preach, there's a word of truth in that song and the words of it. Right now, let's get on with the show and present one of the opera's outstanding featured performers, the king of the guitar, playing right now a tune called The Wedding Samba. Make welcome Chet Chester, thank you so much. But don't you go away out there, folks, because we're just getting things started around here. And to prove what I say, just give a listen as we present the old gossiper of Grinder Switch, my girlfriend, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. What'd you call me?
I got mixed up and called you old, darling, and I didn't mean it.
Well, now, don't let it bother you. Ooh, thank you. Call me old again. I'll tell you that, Farron. I love him. I'd love to squeeze him. You know, hey, Baylor. No, I was fooling, Farron. Me and you've always been good friends. He's just a little younger than I am, but that don't bother me. I like to take him young and train him. I'm all bark and no bite, let's face it. Well, but Christmas, now that's when I get all carried away and there's nobody to carry me back. But I just love Christmas. Oh, I start early wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and giving them a Christmas kiss and all that kind of carrying on. The thing that always excites me at Christmas time is what he's gonna give me. He always gives me something. Last Christmas he gave me the measles. And one year, he told me he was going to give me something for my left hand. Oh, I like to die. I thought, oh, this is it. I could see that sparkler on my fourth finger of my left hand. And he said it. He said, I'm going to give you something for your left hand. He gave me something for my left hand. He gave me a glove, one glove, left glove. But now, one Christmas, he come over and he said he had a surprise for me. Well, that could have been anything, because anytime he gives me anything, it's a surprise. But he had a box of candy and a sack of nuts, and he was so sweet the way he said it. He said, Minnie Pearl, that there's my name. That's why he called me that. He said, Minnie Pearl, I know you don't care much for candy, so the way I figured it was, I'd give the candy to your mammy. And nuts to you. Now, wasn't that cool? Oh, that's the sweetest thing. Well, but I'm worried about one thing tonight. We are almost completely out of New Year. It's about gone. I just got one more week, and nobody's left at me yet. It's bad, but I ain't gonna start chasing nobody this last week that we've got left. I'm too dignified. Yeah. I'm too ladylike. Yeah. I'm too old. Oh. I am. Well, see, though, I tell you now, we had a little thing happen last year at Christmas time. I hope it don't happen again. We got so many kinfolks come to see us that brother didn't have no place to sleep at all. He had to go out in the barn and sleep out there. Next morning, I said, Brother, did you get cold out there in the barn? Brother said, No. I just took all my old dogs out there with me. And every time I got cold, I just pulled up another dog. Bye now. See you next week.
This is Farron Young, and I'd like to sing The Proof is in the Puffin for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
The proof is in the puffin, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor and a pipeful that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Well, sir, it's guest time once again, and let everybody get together and give a great big hand to our wonderful guest. She sings a great song called Amigo Guitar, the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells. For being here with us on the show. Boy, she does a great job, doesn't she, huh? Well, you know, every year about this time, we present a featured act here that, well, it's just about, it's become a tradition around the Opry to have these two wonderful people on. It's Grandpa Jones, assisted by his lovely wife, Ramona, and a sack full of sleigh bells and cowbells and some assorted scrap iron. And it's Grandpa's very own version, the very famous Jingle Bells. Here they are. Aren't they wonderful? I think everybody was kind of surprised when they first come out here, Grant. They didn't know exactly what in the world he's fixing to do. They got started there.
They're real fine.
Thank you a lot, Grandpa and Ramona. You know, Christmas round the opera wouldn't be complete without all
it
that.
It certainly wouldn't. Now, Farron, time is getting short, and here is our star, folks, Farron Young, with another of his great records, A World So Full of Love.
I know how it feels to be alive with no desire to live. I know how it feels to never take and always have to give. And the day I found out was all the day that let me down. In this world so full of love, with not enough to go around. Once so proud to have your love that I could burst with pride. But you took that away and now I'm breaking up inside. It's enough to make me wish that I could fight and not be found. In this world so full of love with not enough to go around. I've wondered, and the reason I can't find, there's so much love around me, and no love to call mine. It's enough to make me wish that I could fight and not be found. In this world so full of love, with not enough to go around.
Davis, that's it. It's sure been nice having you here with us tonight, and I want to invite everybody to be present for the big special Christmas show next week featuring a host of Grand Ole Opry talent. Till then, this is Farron Young saying thanks. We'll be looking for all of you wonderful folks to be back with us again next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to Camel, a real cigarette. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again, because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction no other cigarette delivers. No question about it, the best tobacco makes the best smoke. No question about this either. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately but enjoying it less? Then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.